podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Good morning, everyone. Az here from Fantasy Football Scout. Welcome to another video. Hope you're all enjoying the World Cup so far. It's been interesting. Some goalless draws, some shock results, some really impressive performances from England, of all teams, and Spain, and others. It's been interesting. I've enjoyed it, I think. It's obviously, there's a lot of political stuff going on. And, you know, there's a bit of a kind of a weird atmosphere in the stadiums at times. I think it's quite quiet. But generally speaking, it's been really good football scored, some really good goals, like Richarlison's goal last night. And yeah, I'm enjoying it. Fantasy-wise, is also a bit strange. I mean, obviously the FIFA game is causing people loads of problems. The deadline's at 10 o'clock for that. Lots of wild cards being played or attempted wild cards being played and hacks being used. And if you're not familiar with what's going on with FIFA fantasy game, it's in a bit of a state at the moment. But obviously there's other games as well that Scout is supporting. You've got Sky, which is interesting with the different captains. Fan Team, which I'm really, really enjoying. Really slick, set and forget type thing of what we're used to. There's also the Football Club as well, which I'm playing. I'm playing Goal Scorer Challenge as well. So yeah, I've still got my fingers in lots of little pies. And I'm doing Bang Average Everything, which is about what I get up to in fantasy football anyway. So yeah, who can complain? We're going to talk a bit about the games to come and the fixtures in this video. We're going to talk about my teams and just how they're shaping up across the different platforms. It's just quite a cozy stream, just 75 people watching. Seems to be a bit of a disengagement from fantasy from a lot of people. But thank you, everyone, in the chat. If you've got any questions about anything, drop them in. If you've got any decisions or things that you're deliberating, do get your questions in and I'll try and answer as many as I can. If it's about the hack and about the FIFA game and rules and that kind of stuff, I'm probably just as clueless as you are. But if it's player selections and teams and that kind of stuff, then I'll try and give my best indication. Hi, Nick. Hi, Zul. Hi, Nuclear Atoms. Thanks for joining me this morning. Yep, the deadline is at 10 o'clock when the Wales-Iran game kicks off, which I'll be watching because I'm on a day off today, but I'm here doing a deadline stream. But soon after this, I will be heading out and watching a load of football and watching England tonight. Speaking of watching football, let me just talk about TalkSport. TalkSport are hosting fan zones for the World Cup games, which are, if you went to Fest or if you've heard of Fest, they basically have a venue in Waterloo, which is a great venue, really, you know, really big, perfect for watching football. There's like a bar, there's, you know, you can meet up with different like-minded people, and it's great. TalkSport are hosting these fan zones where you pay £7.50 for a ticket or more than that, and you get sort of free drinks and VIP access to chat to some TalkSport guys and a free bar, I think, in the end of it. But they're doing this for kind of all the matches across the World Cup. So there's obviously the two games today, but you're probably going to miss it because it's 10 a.m. start. The England game sold out later this evening. But over the weekend, you've got the morning game, Tunisia, Australia, Poland, Saudi Arabia. You've got France and Denmark, Argentina, Mexico. And then on Sunday, you've got Japan, Costa Rica, Belgium, Morocco. And then later in the day, Croatia, Canada, and Spain and Germany. So if you're looking for a place to watch the football with your mates, or if you just want to watch football on your own, really, and meet some like-minded people, head over to the TalkSport Fan Zone set up. It's in Leek Street Arches in Waterloo. And yeah, you should have a really nice morning. It seems weird to be drinking in the morning, but that's kind of how it goes. Or if you're, you know, want to get a bit later on and drink at a more respectable time, head over in the evening. Let's talk about the fixtures for the next match day. So obviously we've got Wales, Iran coming up at 10. That's when the deadline is for most of the games, really. Qatar, Senegal should be an interesting one at 1 o'clock. The Netherlands, Ecuador, two winners there at 4 o'clock today. And then the big one, the one everyone's looking forward to, England versus the USA. So, I mean, let's just kind of go through these games kind of one by one. And let's just talk about some of the kind of performances of some of the teams. I've got some stats on some of these teams because there's some quite interesting ones that I was reading this morning. But let's start with Wales and Iran. It was a very weird game with Wales against the USA. I thought Wales were absolutely shocking in the first half. They bring on Kiefer Moore and just managed to massively turn things around. So I think they'll be hopeful of getting something against Iran in this game. Iran looked really poor, you know, United controlled, but they've got that guy up front, haven't they, who looks really good. So they can cause problems. I think Wales should edge this one with Bale up top, you know, given their second half performance. But I think Iran will score, so I think Wales need a couple. Qatar-Senegal. Qatar were awful. I think, other than Costa Rica, probably the worst performance I saw against Ecuador. Just no quality, no link between the midfield, poor in defence. Ecuador could have had a bucket for. I mean, that offside was a really weird one. So I'd expect Senegal to win that one. Netherlands-Ecuador, I was really impressed with Ecuador. You know, okay, it was against Qatar, but they played well. Netherlands scraped through, didn't they? Two kind of last minute goals. But I still think they're going to do quite well in this tournament, the Netherlands. Maybe they're just kind of easing into it. So I'm going to back a Netherlands win in that one. And England-USA, I mean, we should win that. I mean, we were absolutely fantastic against Iran. It's you know, it's one of the best performances I've seen from us. And you look at the quality in our team. I could talk about England all day, but you look at the quality in our team and you just want Southgate to unlock it and let them play and be creative. And I feel like he really did that against Iran. I was surprised with how kind of free-flowing the football was at times. So it's going to be an unchanged team. Saka was impressive. I mean, Trippier was absolutely incredible. No wonder he's keeping Trent out of the team. And USA, you know, they played well in the first half, but couldn't really, you know, kind of make it count and then faded away in the second half. So I think England are fitter. I think we've got better quality. And, I mean, we should win that game. So, yeah, I'm hopeful, which is always a bit of a scary one. Tunisia-Australia, I'm not expecting too many goals in this one. I think Australia, you know, okay, they got the early goal against France, but realistically, I don't think they're going to be expecting to go too far in this tournament. Their team is full of kind of championship and Scottish players and players who play in the Australian League. You know, they're not really a high-quality team. Aaron Moy is still there. Ex-Brighton boy. He was good for us for about half a season and then they faded away. Tunisia, I think, are just a bit of a dull team. It should be a low-scoring one, this one. And I don't think either team is going to put up too many trees. Poland-Saudi Arabia. I mean, Lewandowski, missing that penalty, he now has not scored at a single World Cup that he's been to. And given that he's, you know, one of the world's best strikers ever, I think you have to say, given his scoring record, it's really surprising. You've got to think against Saudi Arabia, he's going to get chances, right? I mean, you know, I know Saudi Arabia beat Argentina. It's probably one of the shocks of any World Cup tournament. But it's going to be really hard for them to kind of maintain that. And I thought Poland played pretty well against Mexico. And it was only the kind of Mexican goalkeeper doing his kind of every 4 year heroic performance that kind of kept him in it. So I'm going to bet Poland to win this one. France, Denmark. I thought Denmark were really poor, just really slow in the build up, not really much attacking wise. France took them obviously a little bit of time to get going, but once they did, they looked really good. Mbappe was just absolutely fantastic. Him and Giroud is a really interesting one because I think that combination works really well. Giroud, you know, equaling the goal scoring record for France as well. I had no idea he was that far, had that many goals for France. You know, equal with Henri now, he's going to want to try and he will beat that, I would assume, given how France are set up to go far in this tournament. And Mbappe set up to maybe be playing the tournament as well. So yeah, I'm back in France in that. And Argentina-Mexico, I mean, if Argentina don't get a win here, they're pretty much out, I'd say, which would be absolutely incredible. I thought Mexico didn't have a lot going forward. Defensively looked quite strong, and Argentina are going to need to be better. Simple as that, but I'm going to back them to win that game. So I'm just going to have a look at the chat. Florian Sanders, this game is funny. I played my wild card and have 33.5 million in the bank. Yeah. Tom Cunningham, if you were playing your 12-man booster this match day and you owned Kane, Messi and De Bruyne, who would you pick? So you want to pick out of those three? Oh, you want another one. You need another one. It's tricky. I'm looking at these fixtures. I'm not seeing, like, lots of big standout performances. You know, like, obvious players. I think Mbappe would be an obvious one. I know Denmark are quite a good side, but Mbappe had 19 touches in the box, I think, in his last game. They're clearly getting the ball to him. He's going to score goals in this tournament. I'd like Lewandowski as well. I know that he hasn't scored in a World Cup, but you've got to think against Saudi Arabia. He's going to get something. So yeah, I'd say Mbappe or Lewandowski for me, for your 12 man. Japan, Costa Rica. I love the pictures of the Japanese changing room after the match when they cleaned everything. I love the fact that, you know, they're cleaning the stadium kind of as they go. The most respectful side by far in the tournament. I mean, Costa Rica, oh my God. I mean, one of the all-time worst World Cup performances I've ever seen. I thought they were going to do all right in this group. You know, they've seemed to be okay kind of defensively when I've watched them play before. And Spain, I thought they looked good in midfield and defence, but maybe thought they might struggle a little bit in attack. But no, absolutely blown away. Costa Rica, Luis Fernando Suarez. Psychologically, I'm really worried we won't be able to recover from this. I mean, what a thing to say, one game into a World Cup. And, you know, Japan are going to go into this and know if they win it, they're going to qualify. So it's a really, really big opportunity for them to win this game. And it's going to take a big turnaround for Costa Rica. So I'm going to back a Japan win in this one again. Belgium, Morocco. I was so underwhelmed with Belgium. I thought they were just awful. They look like an aging, you know, side that just kind of is just going to go through the motions in this tournament. I thought it was the worst I've seen De Bruyne play since he's joined City. I can't believe he got man of the match. I thought Hazard was sloppy as he has been for a while. I thought Carrasco looked off it. I thought Witzel was average. Tielemans made some good runs, wasn't picked up by De Bruyne, and I can't understand that either. And then defensively, I think teams are going to know they can get at them. You know, with Vertonghen and Alderweireld there, without Courtois, they would have lost that game against Canada. So I think Belgium will probably have enough for Morocco, who looks all right defensively, but I just don't think Belgium are going to pull up too many trees in this tournament. I've met Martinez. I met him at the Premier League studios once. He's one of the nicest men I've ever met in my life. You know, shook my hand, was asking me questions, really, really engaging, really lovely, lovely guy. But you've got to think, if they you know, get knocked out in the last 16 or in the quarters, this is the golden generation of Belgium. It's going to be a big, big disappointment for them. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit kind of... a bit anti-Belgium at the moment, given what I saw in that game. Croatia-Canada, I think this is two completely different styles. I think Croatia obviously don't have Mandzukic anymore. They don't really have a lot of options up top. Whereas Canada were absolutely fantastic, particularly in the first half. I think David, Højlund, you know, were great. I can't understand why Davies took the penalty. He's never taken a penalty in his professional career. Davies, I think, scored 10 in 12, something like that. So I'm sure he'll be on the next one. He had the second most touches in the penalty area of all players in that game as well. So, you know, Croatia are going to be hard to break down. That's going to be how they set up in this tournament. So it's going to be two completely different styles. Again, it should be a really, really interesting game. I think Canada can get something out of this. I think they'll be absolutely devastated not to have got something against Belgium. They should have won it, let alone lost the game to Batshuayi. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping that good football prevails and Canada get the win in that. Spain-Germany, really interesting one. I saw some stats about Spain. It's the first time in four World Cups Spain have won their opening game. And in a big way, Danny almost scored their 100th goal in their tournament's history. And 18-year-old Gavi has become their youngest ever goal scorer as well. So, you know, I know it's just meaningless stats, but just all the signs of Spain look really, really good in this tournament. And Germany, I mean, just they will not want to play Spain. I mean, there's two teams you wouldn't want to play at the moment, and that's England and Spain. And, you know, Germany, off the back of that Japan result, go into a high-flying Spanish team. And again, Germany know that if they lose this game, they're out. Big opportunity for Spain to win this group, I think, and progress and knock out, you know, a really, really good team. So I'm going to back Spain in that match. I did have a stat on Morocco, by the way. Morocco playing Belgium. I said that it's not Belgium aren't playing that well. Morocco have lost two of their last 41 games. Really, really hard side to break down defensively. So Belgium are going to really need to up their game to get anything from that. It's not going to be the walkover, I think, that maybe some people think it's going to be. And I think that, you know, kind of it glosses over that performance against Canada, I think. Andrew Yee, golden generation, maybe about 4 years ago. Yeah, exactly. I know. But, you know, Martinez was in charge then as well and couldn't get anything in the Euros, and then going into another tournament as well, you know, struggling. So I think he'll look back at this similar to Sven for us and think he could have done more. But, you know, they're still in it. Could still win it. It's not writing off yet. Cameroon-Serbia is next. I'm not expecting a classic from that one. Cameroon have lost their last 8 games across different World Cups. Serbia will be hopeful of getting something that they did all right in the first half against Brazil. And then as soon as the goal went in, they just kind of collapsed, didn't they? But they'll be hopeful with Mitrovic up top. They can get something. Mitrovic versus Choupo-Moting. Great battle up top. South Korea, Ghana. Yeah, interesting one. Wasn't expecting South Korea to keep a clean sheet against Uruguay. Really, really kind of strange game. That one, Ghana, I was really wishing they would get that last goal against Portugal just to kind of dampen Cristiano Ronaldo's mood a little bit. Sorry, Ronaldo fans. I've always been a big Ronaldo fan, but I've got to be honest, I've gone off him a bit, given everything that's been happening. Ghana are the lowest ranked team in the tournament. They're going to need to win this game to have any chance of progressing. I think South Korea have got enough. If you know, defensively, they look pretty decent. They've obviously got Son as well, the most quality player on the pitch. So I think he's going to light up. Decent shout for anyone who's thinking of, you know, wildcarding or daily teams or whatever. I think Son is going to be a good shout. Brazil, Switzerland. Yep, this is an interesting one. Switzerland, Mbolo. Sorry, he wasn't even in the game for the FIFA game, which was a bit of a joke. He was actually born in Cameroon and scored the winner against them. He's representing the Swiss in his second World Cup, and he got citizenship in 2014. So what a game to have in your first game against, you know, the team that you're, the country that you're born in, and to score the winning goal in that as well. Amazing. Brazil, yeah, I mean, Brazil looked good. I mean, the big worry for them is obviously Neymar going off injured, crying on the bench, ankle all swelled up. I think he's probably going to miss this one. Obviously, they've got players that can come in. Gumirez can come in. Paqueta started, who's obviously can play that number 10 role as well. And Richarlison was absolutely fantastic. And they kept the clean sheet, which I'll be really happy with as well, because I think that's where some of the question marks are. Bit of an ageing defence, Silva there as well. But, you know, you look at their team, you look at the players they've got, you know, Rafinha, Vinicius, Jesus, Martinelli, not even getting a look in. You've got to think they're going to go far in this tournament. You've got to think they're going to have enough for Switzerland, who will be stubborn. You know, Shaqiri is there. He's going to be their main kind of outlet. He's been involved in half of their 24 goals across their last 4 appearances in major finals. So talk about a talisman. It's pretty impressive for him. But yeah, I'm back in Brazil. And then finally, Portugal, Uruguay. Yeah, interesting one this. Disappointed with Uruguay. I've got Nunes on a lot of teams. I do have the double Uruguay defence, or I did have. So I was happy with a clean sheet. Portugal looked decent in spells. You know, João Félix looked good. Leão not making it into the team was interesting as well. But, you know, they have got quality, of course, and they've got Ronaldo to dispatch penalties. You know, it was interesting when he was through on goal and tried to chip the goalkeeper. Kind of the wrong decision for that. I do wonder how many goals he's going to get. But you can't deny that Ronaldo is one of the all-time best ever players, given the amount of World Cups he's now scored in. You know, the fact he's still leading the line of Portugal at 38 years old is pretty impressive. And you're kind of stuck between wanting to kind of enjoy him while you can and, you know, kind of being a bit annoyed with how things have panned out. So, yeah, it is an interesting one. But yeah, anyway, that's my roundup of these games. Let me just talk through my team. There's 9 minutes until the deadline. Firstly, the Football Club. If you haven't been playing this, there's links in the description. Interesting app. Base game, kind of you essentially have an avatar that you can kind of dress up in official license kits. You can win Bundesliga tickets, you can win all this kind of extra stuff. They're doing this free to play game called the Rookie, which is about what I am in a lot of things to do with fantasy football. The Rookie Tournament, where you kind of get, you have to go through different rounds and there's certain percentage of people get eliminated at different stages. The interesting thing with this is you only pick one player per team. So I'd be interested, if you're in the chat or if you're listening to this a bit later, let me know your kind of 11, your best 11 players from the World Cup. You can only pick one player from each country. So that's kind of what you've got to do with the Football Club and these tournaments. They also do kind of like daily games as well. So my team, I've gone for this round, I've gone for Mendy, Trippier, Upacampo and Sosa. I've gone for Son, De Bruyne, Pedri, De Jong, and then a front three of Messi, Richarlison and Lewandowski. So obviously can't pick Mbappe because I've got Upacano, and then I've got, that's terrible pronunciation, sorry, and then I've got a strong front three, so it's kind of hard to fit them in, but quite like this team. I quite like this team generally as a best 11 from the from the World Cup. I think you'd have to find a place for Mbappe if you were doing it, you know, properly. In some ways, just Lewandowski's just got that great fixture against Saudi Arabia this week. But yeah, I think it's a pretty strong team for me this week. FIFA-wise, I'm trying not to be too down about FIFA, but it is really difficult. I mean, I was on the site last night trying to do my transfers, and I couldn't get them to go through. And then I woke up this morning and one had gone through and one hadn't. There's people with minus money in the bank. There's people with plus money in the bank. It's all a bit of a mess. I know everyone's playing their wild card this week. I've gone the other way. I've gone for this power captain thing just because I looked at my team and thought it looked pretty good. I've got Turner and Roche, Trippier, Cash, Dumfries and Meunier, Kamada, Bergwijn, Di Maria, Zielinski, Mbappe and Messi, and then Ziyech, Sosa and Neymar on the bench. And I mean, the power captain's nice because it means I haven't got to worry about the captain. It's just going to captain my best player. And I look at some of these fixtures and I find them quite hard to call. So I thought, you know, in some ways, maybe it's nice just to get rid of that chip and just have it as the player who scores the best in that week when it's a tougher week and there's so much to play for. And then in the third week, I could wild card and I can target some of the teams that are maybe already eliminated or some of the teams that desperately need a result and kind of go from that way. I'm sure there's a reason I'm missing why everyone seems to have wildcarded this week. Maybe it's to do with hacks, maybe it's to do with something else. I can completely understand the logic of why you would try and wildcard, because it's the third match day tends to be quite hard to predict with lineups and things like that. But you know, you've got the bench, you've got a big squad, so I'm happy to kind of risk it and go forward. I think I bought in Kamada, Dumfries and someone else this week. Zielinski, I bought in this week. Have I made four transfers? That seems like a lot. I think I bought in Kamada, Cash, Dumfries and Zielinski. Four? Do you get four transfers? Something like that. Who knows? Who knows how this game works? I really should, shouldn't I? It's because I'm doing content on it. But yeah, I think it's a pretty decent team this week. Japan are a really interesting team, I think. Shout out to Chris Sutton, by the way, who actually called a 2-1 Japan win against Germany, which was really impressive. Oh, how are you all getting on the Fantasy Football Scout Predictor sheet? There's a leaderboard now, which is going to go up. I'm doing all right, I think. I think I'm about 20th on the leaderboard, something like that. There was one point yesterday when someone had correctly predicted like 70% of like correct results, which is absolutely nuts. And at the moment, I believe Panda, who does the Champman games and who actually designed us the predictor sheet, is winning the whole thing. So, I mean, he's a very, very smart guy, so it's not too surprising, but also, he's probably rigged the sheet to try and win the £500 prize. But yeah, let me know how you're doing with the predictions as well. I'm really enjoying that predictor sheet. Your team looks good, says Nick. Thank you. Yeah, Neymar is injured. Yeah, good point. I probably should have got rid of him, shouldn't I? He's not definitely out, but it's probably quite likely he's going to miss it, isn't he? Yeah, actually, it's a good point. Maybe I should take him out. Hang on. Can I do more than four transfers? Let's find out. Bit of live tinkering. Neymar. Okay, who should we go? Well, let's go for Lewandowski, since I keep mentioning him on this. There he is. Boom. Boom. There you go. Done. He's in. Cool. Thanks for that. Nothing like a bit of last minute. That's what these deadline streams are for. Yep, so Lewandowski is in for Neymar. Sky. Hopefully a lot of you playing Sky. It's quite a nice game. It's how I'm set up. It's Roche, Shaw, Trippier and Dumfries. Ziyech, De Bruyne, Rafinha, Gnabry, Nunes, Messi and Mbappe. The captains is interesting. You get a captain kind of each day as it kind of goes down the list. You've got to kind of select your team. So you want to make sure you've got a player playing in each of the different match days. So I've got Trippier today and then it will switch to De Bruyne, Rafinha and Messi kind of as we go. What transfer did I make? I bought in Dumfries, I think, into this one. Yeah, I bought in Dumfries for my double Uruguay defence. So he's in, which is good. Didn't have a great week on this, really. You know, I played like De Bruyne, Ziyech, Rafinha, Gnabry, all did nothing. Nunes did nothing. Even, you know, some of the defenders didn't do anything either. So, yeah, I didn't hit any of the big Spain scores or Saka or all those kind of players. So I'm probably already finished in this, but I'll try and finish as hard as I can. There's a really good prize in Sky. It's a pretty slick web design, actually. I'm quite enjoying it. Fan Team, I'm really enjoying Fan Team. I think this is a great game, especially now they've added the single entries in. I've got Roche, I've got Trippier, Cash, Mounier, who didn't play, but you get the safety net. So that's the great thing about Fan Team, is Mounier didn't play, so I've got Alderweireld come in. I think he got an assist, which was handy. A fifth, who looks like a terrible decision. I bought Saka in. I'm going to keep Messi captain, Rafinha, Bale, Mbappe and Nunes. So I bought in Cash and Saka this week. Into this. Yep, just 2 minutes left for the deadline. Make sure your teams are locked. I'm doing all right in Fan Team. I'm kind of like midway. So I need a big week really this week to kind of push on a little bit. I quite like my team. You know, there's a lot of... It is difficult because people enter in, you know, teams where they kind of double or triple up on defences, and then put all their money in and stack it kind of up top. Obviously, if you have the Spanish Alba and Olmo and those kind of guys, then you're going to be flying. But I'm pretty happy with how this team set up. I think Afif was an error, and he's a difficult one to get rid of because, you know, he's so cheap. I can't really get rid of him. 1 minute to deadline, 1 minute to Wales and Iran kickoff as well. Thanks to everyone for listening to my ramblings for half an hour. I haven't done too many of these World Cup streams, which is a bit of a shame. I might try and do a few more. Like I say, there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of interest in them. 100 watching, which is, you know, I appreciate all of you, but obviously a lot of the streams we do on Scout get a lot more than that, and we get a lot more views as well. So it can only indicate that, you know, I think people are a little bit disengaged with stuff. But yeah, that's fine. People are taking a break from it, whatever. We might start doing a bit of Game Week 17 content soon, just a couple of early team drafts, a bit of, you know, reviews of different players who are playing in the tournament, that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think people are going to fall into different camps. You know, people who kind of want the Premier League back and want to see team selections and start thinking about that. People who don't want that at all and just want to completely switch off. And then obviously the same with the World Cup, people who care about the World Cup things and the people who don't. So, yeah, interesting. Deadline has passed. Good luck to everyone. As well, Nuclear Atoms, I bought in Conor Roberts. Nice. Yeah, I think Iran score though, Nuclear, not going to lie. Wales are a funny team, aren't they? You look at some of their players and you think, I don't even know how they're at this World Cup, but similar to Australia, but fair play to them. They have got an incredible team spirit, I mean, that side. And I think that video of Bale saying, you know, I know you're tired, but you've got to run, was great. You know, that's what you want. That's that kind of inspiration you want from your captain. So, yeah, there seems to be quite a lot of rivalry between Wales and England and, you know, I mean, Scotland, fair enough. But Wales and England, I know there's obviously all the history of us, but I want Wales to get through this group and to do a number on Iran and you know, for us, you know, British nations to get through. So, yeah, I'll definitely be cheering for Wales today. Right, I'm going to leave you all to go and watch the football. I'm going to head off as well. Just a final shout out to Scouts. We have a Black Friday offer today running over the weekend until Monday. If you've never signed up to Scout, if you don't know what we're about in terms of premium editorial, in terms of premium video, and also in terms of brilliant tools as well, you've got a free trial until Monday. So just you can do it through PayPal and cancel straight away if you like, or you can keep it running. But you can try all the different features of the site. And as you go, we've got World Cup Optidata. So I talked about some touches in the box and that kind of stuff, all the shots and things. Even just generally, even if you're not playing fantasy, it's interesting to see that. I mean, when I saw Mbappe, 19 touches in the penalty area, you know, that's absolutely massive. Do check out Scout if you're interested. Let us know what you think. Let me know your best 11 teams, you know, with one player from each country only in the comments. I'd be interested to know what you will say. Thanks, everyone. I'm sorry that the FIFA game isn't to everyone's liking. Hopefully, you're getting your fantasy fix through different means. I'm definitely getting it through Fan Team and Sky and the Football Club. I think they're the great games. Goal Scorer Challenge as well. I've gone for Harry Maguire this week. Why not? You know, you pick one player to score. It's this kind of game. Harry Maguire steps up. So I'm backing him. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy your weekends. And I will see you all very soon.